This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Vatican said Friday Pope Francis is walking and working and no longer running a fever as he recovers from colon surgery, but he is not well enough to return to the Vatican in time for his Sunday noon blessing there. It's an indication the Pope's recovery could take longer than the 7 days initially anticipated. The prayer will instead be led from the 10th floor of the Rome Hospital treating the pontiff instead of St. Peter's Square. It will be the first time since his election in 2013 that Francis will not read the prayer from the Vatican, except for when he was away on trips. A spokesman also said the Pope, who had part of his colon removed last Sunday, spent a quiet day with, quote, normal clinical progress, was eating regularly, and continuing his scheduled treatment. Pope John Paul II, who reigned from 1978 to 2005, was in the same hospital about 10 times and read the Sunday prayer from there, either from the window or with only audio when he was too ill to get out of bed. A massive blaze tore through a Bangladesh factory, killing at least 52 people trapped by flames that forced workers to leap for their lives from upper floors, emergency services said on Friday. About 30 people were injured in the fire, and hundreds of distraught relatives and other workers waited anxiously outside the food factory as it continued to rage. The inferno was the latest to tarnish Bangladesh's safety record, marred by a series of disasters in industrial complexes and apartment buildings. The country has pledged reform since a disaster in 2013, when a 9-story building collapsed, killing more than 1,000 people, but critics say safety standards are still lax. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Taliban claimed Friday to be in control of 85% of Afghanistan, including a key border crossing with Iran, following a sweeping offensive launched as U.S. troops pull out of the war-torn nation. Hours after U.S. President Joe Biden issued a staunch defense of the American withdrawal, the Taliban said fighters had seized a border town, completing an arc of territory from the Iranian border to the frontier with China. In Moscow, a visiting delegation of Taliban officials said they controlled about 250 of Afghanistan's nearly 400 districts, a claim impossible to independently verify and disputed by the government. Coronavirus hit Indonesia received desperately needed supplies of oxygen and protective equipment from neighboring Singapore Friday to support its overwhelmed healthcare system as restrictions are being tightened in several cities. The Southeast Asian country is facing its most serious outbreak yet, driven by the highly infectious Delta variant, reporting hundreds of deaths and tens of thousands of cases daily. Singapore sent supplies, including oxygen cylinders, ventilators, masks, gloves, and gowns, on 2 Air Force planes to Jakarta, the city-state's foreign ministry said. The supplies are sorely needed as hospitals set up makeshift treatment tents in parking lots, and doctors and other medical workers increasingly become infected. Nearly 1,000 Indonesian medical workers have died of COVID-19, including more than a dozen who are already fully inoculated, according to the country's medical association. Authorities announced Friday that medics would be given a third booster jab using the vaccine made by U.S. company Moderna to provide them extra protection. Indonesia has relied heavily on Sinovac in its vaccine rollout so far, but the medic's death have raised fresh concerns about the Chinese-made jab. And pharmacies in Lebanon began an open-ended strike on Friday amid severe medicine shortages. Most pharmacies were closed around Lebanon as the crisis deepens, with most people unable to find their medicines. One of the main reasons for the strike is that the central bank has been delaying payments for some medicine at the official price of the U.S. dollar that stands at about $1,500, while the black market price is about $19,000. Lebanon is passing through its worst economic and financial crisis in its modern history, caused by decades of corruption and mismanagement by the political class that has ruled the small nation of 6 million since the 15-year civil war ended in 1990. Local banks have imposed informal capital controls since the crisis began in October 2019. In March 2020, Lebanon defaulted on paying back its debt for the first time in its history, and its local currency lost more than 85% of its value. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.